I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, we have a correction from the Northern Inyo Healthcare District Auxiliary Annual Drawing. They originally listed their prizes as $1,500 and $300, but the correct prize is $1,000 for first place, $300 for second place, and $200 for third place. Tickets are still available in the auxiliary gift shop located on the left side of the hospital's main lobby Tuesday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and at the boutique itself, which will be taking place on November 1st. Guests can also enter door prizes for small gifts donated by local businesses and residents, a long-standing tradition that adds a touch of fun and surprise today. The event takes place this Saturday at the Birch Street Annex, which is over in the Manor Market, Manor True Value area. It'll be from 8 to 1 p.m. Well, there's a new episode of Slightly Filtered with Stacy and Jason dropped yesterday. Their guests Sandy and Mark from Sandy and the High Countries, a musical group primarily associated with the Eastern Sierra region of California, known for their lively blend of music that incorporates various genres. Their music and style and the High Country sound is described as a mix of traditional and alternative country with a groove take on blues, R&B, as well as Mexican original material. A defining feature of the band is their strong female lead vocalist, Sandy. They are noted as an active local band here in the Bishop area of the Eastern Sierra. It's an episode you won't want to miss as the two of them perform for us live. There's an upcoming challenge brought to you by Crowley Fish Foundation, which was established in 2024. It's going to be in two different areas. It's going to be the Lower Owens and the Upper Owens. It's Citizen Science Challenge. Starts November 1st, 2025 through February 28, 2026. It's turning catches into conservation. Sign up for a free report, your catches using My Catch app. Support the fishery. Important, please report all your catches. This is a citizen science event, so reporting all your catches is important. This ensures the data collected is representative of your fishing effort. Find the link on our website at sierrawave.net or the Crowley Fish Foundation. Eastern Sierra author and historian David Woodruff brings to life William Mulholland, the dreamer, designer, builder, and despot behind the L.A. Aqueduct. He was both despised and revered. While L.A. rose into a great metropolis, rural agriculture communities were left to wither. Countering Mulholland's opinion and narrative, Gail Woodruff plays a journalist. This is Water Wars at their best and worst. Gail and Dave in character. It'll be Thursday, October 30th at Whiskey Creek. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show at 6:30. Program duration is 1 hour, plus maybe a little bit more for question and answer. It's free, but they do ask for a suggested $20 donation. Well, Mammoth High School's fired up. The latest Max Preps computer rankings have the Mammoth Husky sitting at number one in the central section and number three in the state. It is need to take care of business this Thursday against the 9-0 Emmanuel Christian in Ridgecrest. It's not just another game, it's for the High-Low League Championship. Love to see the fans make it down to Ridgecrest for the 6 p.m. kickoff Thursday. Emmanuel Christian has made an incredible turnaround, winless last season to undefeated this year. So it's going to be a battle, but we're confident, focused, and expecting to bring home the win. Let's pack the stands, show our Husky pride, and finish strong. If you're planning to mail your ballot with USPS, don't wait until Election Day. United States Postal Service cannot guarantee your ballot will be postmarked on the day you drop it off with them unless you personally bring it inside and request a same-day postmark. For more information, please refer to the postmark ballot section in the USPS fact sheet. You can find that on our website at sierrawave.net. But you know what? A better alternative is to drop off your voted mail ballot at any of the official ballot drop boxes in-person voting location. This saves the county money and postage, as well as we will personally receive your ballot from our box. Ballots dropped off with us this week will be included in the first report in election night. Mailed ballots received after this week will be tallied in the days after election day. Why wait? Vote early. Locations for the drop-off boxes can be found on our website at seerwave.net. We'll mark your calendar for November 15th at the Independence Day Park. Registration at 9 a.m., game start at 9:30, $40 per team of two, prizes for first and second place winner, food and drinks for sale during the event. 50-50 raffle spots are limited and will go fast. To pre-register, please contact. And you're going like, hey, wait, what's this about? It's about the second annual horseshoe and washer tournament put on by NDA. So back to those contact people. Ryan Capello at 760-920-2425. Cassie Daughtry, 760-878-8608. House rules will apply for each game. Pre-registration is encouraged to guarantee a spot. You can find more information on that out at sierrawave.net. And for more and more news, you can always go to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.